This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, November 21st, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Costa versus Scott in House Ag. USDA hopefuls RFK conversation. And Doge sets plans to slash government. Here's a programming note. Daybreak will not be published the week of November 25th. We'll return Monday, December 2nd. Costa takes on Scott for ranking on House Ag. California Representative Jim Costa is challenging David Scott of Georgia to lead Democrats on the House Ag Committee in the next Congress. Costa says some committee members urged him to consider the move. Costa, who didn't speak with Scott before deciding to run, told reporters he plans to lay out his vision for the committee in coming days. Ag Committee Democrats told AgriPulse they're looking forward to hearing Costa and Scott's plans for the committee. They're also eager to have a leader ready to negotiate on a new farm bill. I'm listening. I want to hear the vision, said Representative Nikki Budzinski of Illinois. At this point, just want to hear who's going to be the best negotiator for the priorities of my farmers at home and get us the best bipartisan farm bill. Representative Jill Takuda of Hawaii said Costa had been reaching out to colleagues about the position, but she hadn't spoken with him directly. She said passing a farm bill requires someone who will advocate for the interests of members. Now take note, Scott, who is the most senior member of the committee, has been absent since Congress returned after elections. He's getting treatment on his back and has told local news he plans to be back in Congress after the Thanksgiving break. His office didn't comment on Costa's announcement. You can read our story at AgriPulse.com. Emmons discusses RFK Jr. vetting for USDA. We're still waiting to see who's going to be Donald Trump's ag secretary. But Oklahoma farmer Jimmy Emmons spoke with AgriPulse founder Sarah Wyatt about his conversation last Friday with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's doing some of the vetting for USDA's top slot, Emmons said. Emmons has not met with Trump. During the first Trump administration, Emmons served as regional coordinator managing 5 states and 3 agencies for USDA's Farm Production and Conservation Mission area. Emmons leads Trust in Foods Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities Connected Ag Projects. Emmons said Kennedy shares his concerns that, quote, Americans should feed Americans and that food security is national security. Kennedy has long advocated for moving toward use less of pesticides and more organic production. Musk, Ramaswamy outlined plan to shrink federal regs and staff. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy says they'll rely on legal experts embedded in government agencies aided by advanced technology to slash federal regulations and drastically reduce the size of U.S. government. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, the two heads of what's being called the Department of Government Efficiency says recent Supreme Court decisions, quote, suggest that a plethora of current federal regulations exceed the authority of Congress has granted under the law. They say they plan to, quote, hire a lean team of small government crusaders, including some of the sharpest technical and legal minds in America, who will work with the Office of Management and Budget to identify these regulations. They claim Trump can then, quote, by executive action, immediately pause the enforcement of those regulations and initiate the process for review and rescission. This would liberate individuals and businesses from illicit regulations never passed by Congress and stimulate the U.S. economy. The two men say Trump has enormous power to fire federal employees so long as he's making, quote, reductions in force, not targeting individual employees. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Creditor seeks dismissal of Pure Prairie bankruptcy case. The bank that facilitated a $48.7 million loan to Pure Prairie Poultry through USDA's Food Supply Chain Guaranteed Loan Program is asking a federal judge to dismiss an involuntary Chapter 7 bankruptcy case farmers brought against the processor. Community Bank and Trust, based in LaGrange, Georgia, wants the bankruptcy case dismissed because there are no assets to give to unsecured creditors. The bank claims in its motion that Pure Prairie owes it approximately $36 million, but added that the value of the collateral is insufficient to secure its full claim. The involuntary bankruptcy case was brought by four entities, at least two of which were farmers who contracted with the company. Take note, Pure Prairie owes approximately $113 million to lenders, feed companies, and other parties after its abrupt closure in early October, according to Community Bank and Trust motion. 2024 Chesapeake dead zone near long-term average. The Chesapeake Bay's dead zone has been near long-term average size levels in 2024, that according to data released by researchers yesterday. Measurements of low oxygen areas created by high nitrogen and phosphorus levels showed similarities to an average taken from 1985 to 2023. Modeling by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science found that the total volume of hypoxia saw higher peaks in mid-June and July while lowering in August. The past few years of near or below average bay-wide hypoxia levels are a good sign that Chesapeake Bay nutrient management actions are working, but these must be continued if we are to outpace water quality degradation due to climate change, Mary Fredericks, a research professor at Virginia Institute of Marine Science, said in a release. Now take note, Chesapeake Bay watershed states are expected to fall short of their 25 pollution reduction commitments before a 2014 agreement expires next year. The Chesapeake Executive Council will meet December 10th to discuss the future of the agreement. FDA extends comment period on post-market assessment of chemicals in food. FDA is extending the comment period on, quote, approaches to systematic post-market assessment of chemicals in food, the agency says in a Federal Register notice today. Trade associations had asked for more time. The new comment period ends January 21st. FDA hosted a public meeting September 25th. A transcript is available at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. With a decisive electoral mandate and a 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court, the DOGE has a historic opportunity for structural reductions in the federal government. We are prepared for the onslaught from entrenched interests in Washington. We expect to prevail. Now is the moment for decisive action. That Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX and Tesla, and Vivek Ramaswamy, a businessman, in the Wall Street Journal, laying out plans for their Department of Government efficiency. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, November 21st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.